March 19, 1995, at the University of Detroit's Mercy College in Detroit, Michigan, Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman for human salvation, delivered a major public address on Islam, how to establish ourselves in America. Following that lecture, there was a very informative question and answer period that we now present in its entirety.
Yes, if you quickly ask your question and try to be right to the point, and I'll try to myself also answer right to the point. Wa alaikum assalam.
You touched on something that made it clear something for me that has been kind of confusing for a few years. When you said that the reference was made to the prophet and the previous scriptures, there is a saying that I can't quote, but it says something along the lines of that Jesus said it was expedient that he would leave Egypt in order that the Comforter shall come.
Yes.
And I've heard it interpreted by the Christians as the Comforter being the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And I've heard it interpreted by the Muslims as a reference to the Prophet himself.
Yes. Yes. Well, yes. Let me give you two references. One I've already given. Two references from the Quran. One says of Prophet Muhammad that the light came down from heaven, and with him, some say with it, but I understand it to mean with him, because actually what it is saying, that God lifts his servant up to heaven and fills him with the light and then sends him back down to earth for the needs of the people on earth. So the light and the person descend together down. You see? Now, that's one reference I want to give you right here in replying to you. The other reference I've already given says the night of power. That's the night of revelation. The Quran came to Muhammad. In which descends the Holy Spirit of Ruh, that is the Holy Spirit. So, the Holy Spirit did come. That's the Holy Spirit came. Descends the Holy Spirit and the angels, obeying every errand. Now, the Holy Spirit did descend, did come down, and Muhammad the Prophet was gifted with the Holy Spirit. He's received the gift of the Holy Spirit, Prophet Muhammad. And he became a messenger to the people. Now, Jesus, in his essence as a prophet, as a sign, is two things mainly. First of all, he is the inspiration and something of the Spirit of God. He himself is Spirit, the Prophet Jesus, he himself is Spirit. And God says in the Quran that he has given every creature something of his Ruh, of his Spirit. You see? Jesus Christ then, being the Spirit, inspired, gifted with the Spirit, and he being gifted with the Spirit, he came into the world with the light, and he says, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light.
Right.
Meaning that I will not be the light always in the world. As long as I'm in the world. This is Bible.
Yes.
I am the light.
True.
Meaning that I will not always be in the world, and when I'm gone, I'm not the light.
Right.
And he said, as you just said, it is expedient that I go away. But nevertheless, the Comforter will come unto you. And he says that if I go not away, he will not come unto you. And he also says, but if I go away, I will send him. Now, how is he going to send him? Holy men, saintly men, Sufis, you know, you're familiar with the term Sufi, they speak like this. When they speak, they're not talking about themselves. If they say, I will judge the world, They are speaking with God, that God's word. That's not their word. That's God's word. So God speaks through them. So when Jesus said, I will send him to you, he was speaking in the first person as God. But he's not God. He was speaking as God in the first person, through God speaking through him, but using him as the first person. You understand? So he said, I will send him to you. No, Jesus the prophet won't. God will send him to you. And the Holy Ghost will come first. The Holy Spirit will come first. Then the human messenger comes with the Holy Spirit in him. And he gives the light of revelation to the world. Yes, another comforter. Jesus Christ was a comforter, but he had to go away. It was expedient, meaning had to happen. In order for the next one to come. Now I'm going to do something that I'm condemned for on high. Those that live in the sky, they tell me this ain't proper. Jesus represents as a sign in this particular connection the intuitive urge. Yes, sir. But not just any intuition. The intuition that God inspires in the servant. All right? Intuition operates to help us find the way, but it can't continue always. Intuition gives away for rational thought and logic. Prophet Muhammad does not represent intuition, the urge of intuition in us, divine inspiration working through human intuition. Prophet Muhammad represents rational urge, the rational urge, and the movement of reason and logic in us. One comes to prepare the way for the second. The first is the first comforter. The second is the second comforter, and of the second one it says, know ye the truth, and the truth will make you free. When the truth is come, it will take you into all truth. And that was said as babies will be done away with by men. Yes.
The question is, how should we view a leader who talks over the heads of people and who may allow confusion to linger?
And I didn't get the left.
And who allows confusion?
Confusion. And who allows confusion? It's okay. No, it wasn't. The mic is okay. When he puts his head down to read, his mouth goes away from the mic. Now, okay, again, and who allows confusion?
Yes, sir, to linger in the minds of the people.
Is that the end of it?
That's the question, yes, sir.
Yeah, the question is, what?
How should we view a
How should he be viewed?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, you already viewed him. I got his description right there from you. That's the only way I can view him. If it's true, you've given us the description.
Now, as you appear, Brother Yusuf Shaw, Brother Clarabar, and two men that I trust and I have faith in because I can't get to you. And they've demonstrated over the years that they have community concern and heart. So what I would like to do is I need information, facts, and truth to dispel some of the darkness that linger in the minds of the people from 1958, 68, and so on and so forth. We need facts.
Yeah.
Not just talk.
Yeah.
So I'm making it clear to these two brothers. I don't know them personally, but I worked with Mr. Rockman and Brother Clark a little bit.
All right.
I met him so short and I heard him speak.
Yeah.
And I trusted each other.
All right. If I can be of any help, I would love to assist you. Yeah. So they hear me.
Yes, sir.
All right. Wa alaikum
assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I don't know if this question is kind of related to that the minister, through his prayer time, that those are his influence. Should we look at that as a step as improving community, in his own community? And should we be assisting him in behind him?
Yes. All right. Now, you know, we don't know God's judgment. We don't know God's judgment. So I can't myself speak for the Nation of Islam under Minister Louis Farrakhan. I can't speak for it. I myself thought that the only way for us to succeed would be to not to go backwards in the Nation of Islam's history, but to go forward in the Nation of Islam's history. And where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was in 1972, 73, and 74, is ahead of where the Nation of Islam under Farrakhan is presently. So I can't myself speak for them because I don't agree with that. But at the same time, I'm telling you that who knows what is the judgment of God. Maybe in their own way, they're serving a purpose. So I would say, patience with them. Because I was once exactly where they are. Maybe exactly where they are. Almost exactly where they are. My situation was just a little bit better in my own opinion. But I was almost exactly where they are. Yeah. So we don't want to be their enemies. We want to have patience with them. And we believe that eventually they're going to have of necessity, of expedience, they're going to have to come on this road that we're on. Alaykum as-salam. Wa alaykum as-salam.
So I just wanted to say that prior to saying this. I remember I have four sons and two daughters that I raised Islamically almost all of their lives because two of them were born
Christian. Thank you.
Born Muslim. They're all born in your leadership. I teach them what you teach us. And they are all fine children.
Praise be to Allah. Congratulations to you.
Thank you, sir. I remember you told us not to beat our sons. So lead it up to the women because the man comes out and he looks like a big bear and frightens him and takes away that courage and that self-esteem and calls him to be me. Now we have that going on some in the schools where men want to control children with fear. So I remember you told us you don't want corporal punishment. So I would like for you to help our brothers who haven't come to the ability to just take what you say and trust it and follow it. And they have to go along with their own understanding, and maybe we can have a better Islamic educational system in the future.
Praise be to Allah. Well, we have this on tape, and we're going to see that it gets circulated. Wide circulation.
Yes, sir. Allegiance and guaranteeing that I will be watchful and be a soldier because of protecting and standing up for what you teach.
Praise be to Allah. Thank you. Allahu Akbar. Praise be to Allah. That's the kind of help we need to go all the way to the finish line. Yes, ma'am.
I'm here to say, I remember when you told us, sisters, go out and give me the word. I said I would do that, even though I didn't even know what you were talking about. I didn't know. I heard you say that. I didn't even know. Yes.
Yes.
Because I kept on trying to remake the world until I decided to write it
to you. I've said on several occasions that our prophet, he was informed by God that the people who were the best are the excellent ones in the times of ignorance. They were also the best ones in the times of the enlightenment, in the times of the prophet's rise with his ummah. And you say you did a bow face. Well, you did do a bow face, but I don't see the real person ever changing. You're the same wonderful person you were back then. Okay. Yes, and just before the brother speaks, if there are any person here who's not Muslim, I know you're addressing Muslims and Muslim interests. Don't think we're ignoring you. We don't have secret meetings here. We want you to know us, and we believe that if you know us better, then you can trust us. We want to be trusted by our Christian neighbors. If you really know us, you can trust us. But we want to be trusted by our Christian neighbors. And any of you who are interested in knowing more about Islam, you're welcome here. No one will ask you to get up and declare yourself Muslim. In fact, our religion is a very different religion. The tradition in Islam is that anyone can actually experience this religion and practice this religion for themselves. And at the time when they feel ready, they can declare themselves a believer. You can fast Ramadan with us, you can pray with us, you can do everything with us and not be one of us. And anytime you feel that this is the way of life you like, you on your own make the decision. Yes, now. Wa alaikum assalam.
The first question.
Yes. Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, I'm a believer that this is the way of Islam. Jesus is going to be not a physical father, and he did that. His mother was born in the birth of America, and that was birth.
Yes.
Is that right?
That is correct. That's correct.
She had never lived on land.
No, she did not. Yes. The God that created Adam has the power to create a man from a woman. Wa alaikum assalam.
I have two-part questions. The first part being, I remember you teach us that the Bible itself was, you use the term interpolated, adding in and taking out the things of Scripture. My question is, does that just apply to the English translation, or would that be the original language of Scripture?
Yes. Yes. We believe that the original language does not exist. And this is also biblical history, that the original language does not exist. What we have is altered forms of the original, and much of it was guesswork. Much of it was guesswork. But after studying the Bible myself very diligently, over and over, more than one time, I'm convinced that the wise were overseeing the work. And even though I would say those who did not know divine purpose in all of its scriptural descriptions, they were protected by others who were wise and did know. So they arranged things that were really improper, and they put them in a kind of order that when you read it with a certain perception, they read correctly, even though they appear on the surface to be ridiculous. This is what I have discovered. So the Bible for the average reader is dangerous. Dangerous. Yes. All right, I get your point. I get your point. Yes, we have to use both. And I would say for the new person, the curious person, or the person who hasn't been introduced to Islamic teachings, it is best to handle it as you are suggesting. We are to talk to them in the language that they understand, and not to bring terms that burden their mind and confuse them. That's the way the prophet did, in fact. When he began to speak to the people, he would speak through their own experiences and knowledge, and he would point to things that they were aware of to guide them to things that they weren't aware of. And I believe that's what you were saying. Yes, that is the best way. You're welcome. Wa alaikum assalam.
I was thinking of, you mentioned before, in the beginning, so what's wrong in the beginning, so the beginning?
Yes.
As I was thinking of that, I was thinking of communities that are, for whatever reason, have not come to accept the leadership completely, without any doubt. But they came from, let's say, what we say, the first experience.
Yes.
How would me, myself, and those individuals who have the same experience go about better working with those people who are better changing that sickness of a lack of confidence in that community, in those communities?
Yes. Well, I believe that each person should be free to act upon their own better judgment. And I believe that Allah works through all of us. Yes. So I wouldn't want to hinder any person who is interested in pulling their brothers back from wrong. Only thing I would say is, again, use the wisdom that we have just expressed with the second, with the question that was just before you. Attempt to reach them through that they understand, to bring them to that is better, that they don't right now understand. And have patience with them. But as for me, I see a better audience, a more ready audience. And I won't go over there to try to teach them. But that's my own opinion, my own judgment, and that's, I'm speaking in my own situation. That's why I say in your situation, and each person in his own situation should be free to act upon his own better judgment. Wa alaikum assalam, sister. I didn't hear that last part now. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. Yes, sometimes we make it a little difficult, but really, the way people declared their faith in Islam and became Muslims or became recognized by the Muslim community as Muslims, members in the Muslim community, was simply to say, I witness that there is no God except the one God, and I witness that Muhammad is his messenger. That's it. So if you say that, that's all it takes to formally include you in the membership of Muslims, with us being your witnesses. And before you told us, God already knew you were Muslim. Yes. I witness that there is no God except the God, the one God.
I witness that there is no God but the one God.
And I witness that Muhammad is the messenger of God.
And I witness that Muhammad is the messenger of God.
And that's Muhammad who received the Quran about 1400 and some years ago. You're aware of that. Congratulations. Allahu Akbar. Yes, sister. Wa alaikum assalam. You want to take your shahada? Yes. Praise be to Allah. Yes. Repeat. I witness that there is no God except the one God, and I witness that Muhammad is the messenger of God, and that's the Muhammad who received the Quran about 1400 and some years ago. Congratulations, sister. Allahu Akbar. So we have to move on and try to catch a plane to get back to Midway Airport. It's been wonderful, and inshallah we hope to see all of you all within about a month. Come forward, please. Yeah. Yes. Wa alaikum assalam. Are you familiar with the language, what you have to say? What you should say to declare your faith? Yes. I witness there is no God. I witness there is no God but the one God. And I witness that Muhammad is the messenger of God. Yes. Wonderful. 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 Congratulations. Allah be with you always and bless you all.
Allah Akbar.
Allah Akbar.
Allah Akbar.
We never know what blessing Allah may be bringing into the Muslim Ummah, the international community of Muslims. And these young people you're seeing here, young women. Yes, and sister, congratulations. Allah be with you always, sister. Do you want to ask a question? Oh, you want to take your shahada too? Wonderful. Yes. I witness that there is no God except the one God. And I witness that Muhammad is the messenger of God. Yes. And you understand that to be Muhammad, who was on earth 1400 and some years ago, who received the Quran, our holy book. Thank you very much, and God bless you always. Congratulations. Allahu Akbar.
For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman for human salvation, call or write WDM Publications. Call 1-708-862-7733 or write Post Office Box 1944, Calumet City, Illinois 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.